the Alamance Food Bank is very much the people's food bank. It's most of our support comes from individual members of the public, but obviously we have excellent support from businesses and organisations as well. So we're grateful to everybody, and at the end of the day, whatever they donate in terms of food products, we will find a home for it. You know, we still strive to achieve that zero waste where we possibly can. I think one of the things that we have to look at is how we can work closer with government on this problem. The answer has to come from everybody, the people that are experiencing that shortage, the third sector who are helping to meet the shortfalls, but also from government in how they can work with the third sector to make what we do more effective. So, for example, you know, handing out money from government to individuals is beneficial to some, but handing out money that's specifically targeted to making a difference in relation to the heat or eat argument is more effective. So, for example, when we're working with people in need that are struggling with their heating bills, we don't just look at how do we pay or help pay towards a bill. We'll be looking at how do we heat differently. So at the minute, we use electric throws at the food bank, and we help provide those for people who are engaged with the food bank.